Episode 1252, Getting Old Sucks.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Today is Friday. That means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And doesn't the title say it all? Getting Old Sucks. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, you can try to squeeze more hours in the day, but no matter what, getting old sucks. And that's what we are doing throughout our lifetime. Not a great thing that we want to hear on a Friday, right? It doesn't seem really weekend uplifting. But when you have children, the getting older part seems to come faster. Not fair, just life. But just because you are technically getting older doesn't mean your life is over. We celebrated my son's youngest birthday this week. And, you know, my birthday really doesn't do a whole lot for me. But when it's my children's birthday, holy cow, it does a ton for me. I definitely feel like I am aging. And aging is not what we want in life, but it's a fact of life. So, you know, we moved recently, right, in January, and there are so many boxes that we are still trying to unpack. And my girls and I have been tackling that this summer. It's kind of like my summer project to get through all these boxes and to begin to find a place for everything. We had lived up north for the longest time I've ever lived anywhere. And so now to have my whole life packed up in boxes, and you know what? It got down to the nth hour and I was like, I just got to throw things in. So I've got boxes that I know I packed stuff away, but I still haven't found it. And I'm sure it'll be another year from now until I find everything, but we're trying to attack it this summer. So we're unpacking all these boxes, and the whole goal this week was to tackle the boxes just on the first floor. I wanted to empty them all out. Well, in the process of cutting tape and unwrapping paper, we found some baby pictures, and oh, how little they were. You know, five children, there's lots of stories and there's lots of pictures. For us, when my babies were babies, and they actually were, you know, just coming out of the womb and all that, we didn't have cell phones like we do now. So I actually have rolls of film, and I had to take them to get them processed and developed. And back then, that's when you would go for doubles, because my parents at the time were living in Belgium. And so I would make duplicates of everything so I could send some over to my parents or some to the, you know, my husband's, you know, parents. It was just crazy. And then we finally get to the point of, oh, maybe 3 or 4 years old. Finally, the kids are getting older and we've got cell phones for our youngest. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we can actually have digital pictures. So it's kind of weird. We're kind of stuck in a time warp where it's old-fashioned photography versus digital photography. Well, anyway, long story short, we found these old pictures. So we're actually looking at film. I know if you're much younger than me, you're like, what's film? I don't know what it is. But okay, enough stories. Let's just talk about that getting old sucks, because it really does. Well, I'm looking at all of these cute little baby pictures, and we're reminiscing about their younger days and all the crazy shenanigans and how much fun it all was. Age didn't matter at that moment until extreme strength was required to lift the boxes. Getting old sucks. But it's the attitude we bring with us when we age that counts. So yes, the conversation continued and my girls began to giggle and we were bursting out into hysterical laughter. It felt good to know that I was only as old as I accepted for myself. But before we get much older, a word from our sponsor, Health, Hope, and Inspiration with Reverend Percy McCray, created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America to provide cancer care information and resources to the faith-based community. If you or someone you love has received a cancer diagnosis, Health, Hope, and Inspiration will help you find strength and answer your questions about cancer prevention, treatment, and overall healthy living. You will meet people who put their trust in God as they fought their battle with cancer. You'll also find helpful resources that will guide you on this difficult journey. Visit healthhopeandinspiration.com and subscribe to the free Health, Hope, and Inspiration podcast today. Well, you are only as old as you accept for yourself. Listen to that. Because I know, I don't care if you have little ones hanging all over you, drooling on you, spitting up on you, or if you have older ones that are giving you headaches, you're up all night, you're on your knees going, Lord, just get me through the next hour. We feel old. But you got to understand that you are only as old as you accept for yourself. But it's easy to slip into the self-sabotage of what you can't do now because you're just too old. As my girls and I continue to look at the pictures, my oldest reminded me, Mom, you know, each day we are living to grow older. That stopped me in my tracks for a minute. And yes, we had a conversation there about, oh, Mom, you know, that'd be a great episode. I'm like, yeah, it would be because getting old sucks. It does. Muscles begin to not work like they used to. You bend down and you're like, can I get back up? You have aches and pains that are like, I never had that before. Where did this come from? You look in the mirror and you're like, whoa, how did that wrinkle get there? But the mindset of I am too old stops with you and it stops today. Yes, we do live each day living to grow older, but that doesn't have to be where we stay. Don't get trapped in the jungle of words that knock you down before you get back up. Change your language, change your heart, and be kind to yourself. Be kind. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Change your language, check your heart, and be kind to yourself. And it's the K-I-N-D. I want you, number one, to be kind-hearted. Be kind to yourself. Have compassion on yourself. Live with a serving heart when it comes to you. You know, we're supposed to be kind to others, but what happens when you turn the tables inward? We don't do that to ourselves, do we? Oh, no. We'll take care of everybody else, but we won't take care of ourselves. Come on, mamas, let's hear it. That's what we do best, right? We take care of everybody else, but we forget about ourselves. No, be kind to yourself. So be kind-hearted. Number two, for I, inspiring. Use words and actions that encourage, empower, lift up, and build up you. When you sit there and look in the mirror in the morning, you go, oh my gosh, where did that wrinkle come from? What was I thinking? I ate a half a pound of that wonderful, yummy yellow cake with chocolate drizzle frosting. It was so good. But look what it did to my forehead. Now I've got this huge sugar wrinkle. I know we tell ourselves stories all the time. Getting old sucks. But if you talk that yucky language, what? You're going to live it out. So instead, what? Be kind. Inspire yourself. Use words and actions that encourage, that empower. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? You are in one awesome mama. Yeah, you've got the marks of having three children, but you are incredible. I tell my tummy that all the time. You got the kangaroo pouch. You had five kids. But look what beautiful blessings that they are. Yeah, maybe I don't want that kangaroo pouch, but look what I was blessed with. Would I take a skinny flat tummy over my five blessings any day? Honestly, maybe a couple moments in their life, but overall, 99.9999998% would I change that? Kind-hearted. Inspiring. Number three, non-negotiable. No excuses. You may say, yes, getting old sucks, but guess what? Go out and do it anyway with a cheerful heart. There are no limits to what you can't do or what you can do. Set your mind to what you want to do, what you need to do. You put the boundaries on yourself. You limit what you can do. I told you about Go Ape, right? I'm swinging from the trees. I'm Tarzan. It was pretty awesome. Okay, maybe not. I was scared to death, but I did it anyway. You hold the key. So do it regardless. It's non-negotiable. You're going to what? Grow old. We all do. But you don't have to set limits on yourself. And number four, discipline. Be disciplined. Practice daily. You can't just wake up that one day and say, oh yeah, I've got these adorable babies. And I'm so glad. They frustrate me, but they're great. And then the next day you wake up and go, I'm sick of this. I'm done. What was I thinking? This is horrible. Now, do we have those days? Yes, we have those days. But it's when it's every day that we're saying that is the problem. And I'm afraid, moms, that sometimes that's what we're doing. We don't give ourselves a break. We sit here and say, we got to have it all together. We got to give. But the only thing that's happening is we're giving to everybody else and we're leaving out the most important person. Getting old sucks, but it doesn't have to. Take care of you. Be kind, kind-hearted, inspiring, non-negotiable, disciplined. Getting old opens doors to live, love, and impact greater. Think about that. When you were a two-year-old, could you impact the world like you do right now today? No. That's a quick one. No, you can't. Now, yes, maybe you could be on a video that semi goes viral, but guess what? Those viral videos pass. It's what you do day after day after day after day as you get older and older and older. Getting old may suck initially, but it's a blessing in disguise. Maybe you're struggling with age. I can't say I was struggling with age. I had a birthday recently and, well, I calculated my age because I still think I'm like 27 years old. I don't know why that was a great year. I don't really remember the year. It's just a number that is stuck in my head. And so when anybody says, Christiane, how old are you? I literally have to stop and think and go, what year was I born? Remember the year that we're in now and subtract. How old am I? Did you know that this year I thought I was a year younger than what I actually was? I was like, oh my gosh, what happened to a year? Where was I? And I thought it was on a moving truck somewhere, I'm sure. I lost a year somewhere. Getting old sucks, but it doesn't have to. It's a blessing in disguise. If you're feeling a little bit down in the dumps, you just want someone to talk to. Maybe you need to learn to love on yourself. How to be kind to yourself. I had to learn that. It's not easy. Moms, we've got it rough. And you know what's happening special in 2 days? It's Father's Day. And moms, you know, we talk a lot about how important, you know, moms are. But our dads are important too. We give and we give and we give to them, but sometimes we forget what? About ourselves. Every day should be Mother's Day. That's what I tell my children. Every day is Mother's Day. It's my opportunity to see my children grow, to see them live out their purpose in their stage of life, wherever that may be, from young to now older. And man, am I getting older. But guess what? I can go back and reminisce and look back and giggle at all the crazy things. It's called life. But I don't want you to get stuck and feeling like that you can't do and live out your dream because you're getting older. What better time to live, love, and impact? It starts today. You want some help with that? You want to know how to love yourself for who you are? Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. A lot of people out there have never experienced the power of coaching. It's nothing to be afraid of. You're going to get to talk to me. That you might want to be afraid of. No, we'll have a good time. We may shed some tears. We may laugh a lot. But what I do know that will happen is that we will be able to talk about the most precious person in the world right now, and that's you. We don't take enough credit for what we do. And I'm not saying it has to be a pride or ego thing, no. But we, as moms, work hard. Dads, you work hard too. Moms, though, unfortunately, we're the ones who lose a lot of sleep. We're the ones who worry more. Not that we're supposed to worry, but we do it. If you're struggling with loving on yourself, click on that link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. I cannot wait to hear from you. You know, getting old opens doors to live, love, and impact greater. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, and so I have a challenge for you today. Which mile will you conquer today? You got a lot left to go, but which mile are you conquering today? Which one are you working on today? Getting old doesn't have to suck. It's just a blessing in disguise. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.